Salilai suchivir malyaya.
Salilai suchivir malyaya.
Banyar mula paladihi. Sastam puram sukais charjiche.
Sastam puram sukais charjiche.
Tulasya priyaya prabhum.
Tulasya priyaya prabhum.
Salilai. By use of water,
by use of water.
Suchibihi,
being
purified,
Maliyai,
by garlands,
Banyai,
of forest flowers,
Mula,
roots,
Pala
Adihi,
by
different kinds of vegetables and fruits,
Sasta,
the newly grown grass,
Ankura,
buds. Amsukai, by the skin of trees, such as the Burya. Burya. Cha
and
Arche should worship Tulasya by the Tulasa leaves, Priyaya, which are very dear to the Lord, Prabhu. The Lord. Translation for four boys by grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One should worship the Lord by offering pure water, pure flower, garlands, fruits, flowers, and vegetables which are available in forests, or by collecting newly grown grasses, small buds of flowers, or even the skins of trees, and if possible by offering tulsi leaves, which are very dear to the Supreme Personality of God. For it is specially mentioned herein, the tulsi leaves are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and devotees should take particular care to have a tulsi leaves in every temple and centers of worship. In the Western countries, while engaged in propagating Krishna conscious movement, we are brought great unhappiness because we could not find tulsi leaves. We are very much obliged, therefore, to our disciples, Srimati Govinda Dasi, because she has taken much care to grow tulsi plants from seeds, and she has been successful by the grace of Krishna. Now, tulsi plants are growing in almost every center of our movement. Tulsi leaves are very important in the method of worshipping the Supreme Personal Godhead. In this verse, the word Salilai means by the water. Of course, Dhruva Maharaj was worshipping on the bank of Yamuna. The Yamuna and the Ganges are sacred, and sometimes devotees in India insist that the deity must be worshipped with water of the Ganges or Yamuna. But here we understand there is a kala, to means according to time and country. In the Western countries, there is no river Yamuna or Ganges. But here we understand, okay, so water from such sacred rivers is not available. Thus, this means that the archa worship should for that reason be stopped. No, salilai refers to any water, whatever is available. But it must be very clear and collected purely. And that water can be used. The other four pranalas, such as flowers, flower garlands, fruits and vegetables, should be collected according to the country and according to their availability. Tulsi leaves are very important for satisfying the Lord, so as far as possible, an arrangement should be made for growing tulsi leaves. Dhruva Maharaj was advised to worship the Lord with fruits and flowers available in forests. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna frankly says that he accepts vegetables, fruits, flowers, etc. One should not offer Lord Vasudeva anything other than what is prescribed herein by great authority. Narad Muni. One cannot offer the deity according to one's whims. Since these fruits and vegetables are available anywhere in the human universe, we should observe this small point very attentively. Om Gyanatam Grandasya Vinyajan Salakaya Chakshuram Vintamiya Tasmai Siddhavya Maha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhagale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gurubani Pacharini Nivasesvani Bhani Pasachari Sipani Bancha Kalpatra Vibhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vedacha Patidanam Pavane Dio Vaishnavi Dio Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, okay, good morning to everyone. Hare Krishna. I think we have still the what we have in the kirtan yesterday was so ecstatic. And every words are completely absorbed on the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, which is nowadays very pleasing to the Lord. So today's verse, we are actually the verse itself is describing about, you know, how to worship the Lord in a very pleasing way. So so on the verse itself, it is mentioned that one should worship the Lord by offering pure. And that word is specifically mentioned, pure. Pure flower, pure garlands, pure consciousness, everything pure. Because that is the, some rather very important, you know, ingredients in worshipping the Lord. And how to be pure? Of course, what is our Prabhupada recommended is that we have to some rather defining in the sense that, you know, everything is coming from authority, great authority. Right? It's not a speculation. If it is speculation, it's already impure. So like that. So, of course, what is Prabhupada said here about pure water, you know, Ganges River is considered to be always pure. I can tell you, you know, my mother, when first time come to India, Mayapur. So rather, you know, my mother expressed their desire that she want to go to India, and my elder sister. So then some rather I told my mother, you know, I'm not working, you know, how can I sponsor you? Just going to India is not just only words, you know. Me, I try to get cheap ticket of Air Asia, you know, at least 16,000 round trip, you know. I have to see the devotees checking, you know, if there is, you know, like some rather, you know, cheap, you know, online, you know, they have this, what do they call this?
Deals.
Huh?
Deals.
Yeah, deals, okay. Yeah, promos. Promos. So then some rather, you know, I can get like 16,000 pesos, which is 18,000 rupees. So I said to my mother, I don't have those. But anyway, your pure desire will bring you to the holy place. Pure desire. So someone that she said, you know, I have pure desire, you know, I want to see what you're having there in India every year you go. Somewhere other, you know, my mother is still, you know, like not really like Krishna conscious or, you know, but she takes care of tulsi. She grows tulsi like really like wild, you know, more than, you know, I would say 6 feet tall. And manjaris are like this. And this tulsi is because, you know, like the manjaris is, you know, like just becoming mature, and then it falls on the ground, and they created like forests of tulsi, most especially in the tropical countries like Philippines, you know, Malaysia, Indonesia. This is all the places. So somewhere other she grows a lot of tulsi, and then, you know, she's telling me, what is this plants, you know? They're just growing and growing, and then I have to pick, you know, because I have to, you know, don't want to grow off the tulsis. I have to pluck all these manjaris for half day, you know, a huge basket full of tulsi munjas. Some of that she is engaged in, you know, unknowingly, indirectly worshipping, you know, tulsis. And those tulsis, you know, on the basket, it will be offered to Krishna. So like that. So some rather, okay, my mom, my mother had the desire to go. Some rather, you know, I have my deity, Jagannath. Wherever there's impossible things that I will get, I will express my desire. It's free anyway, why not? You're not paying, you know, like, you know, okay, 1,000 rupees, pay for it, and then you come in front of this deity and tell all your desires. Yeah, it's accessible. You know, the Lord are here. It's open. You don't have any like tickets, you know, to pay. You know, just to have the darshan of the deity. And pujas, they're doing so much. Bhakti, especially. That's why when you see the deity, you can understand there's bhakti, and then it develops bhakti on your, you know, it reflects to us. So, and then somewhere other, then I pray to my deity, Jagannath. You know, my mother wanted to go to India. So then I go to Malaysia, and somewhere other, they ask me to prepare, they invite me for kirtan, you know, I play the accordion. So then, but somewhere other, they want help for the ratakar. So then I help them, that is in Kuching, you know, Malaysia. So I help them on preparing the ratha. So, and somewhere other my grandfather passed away, but somewhere other I said, you know, anyway, he's gone. I told my mother and everybody, you know, before when someone passed away, you have to go, you know. But I said, I have service to Jagannath, so I just stay, no need to go. So anyway, to make the story short, before the festival, the Ratha Yatra, so many devotees are coming around Malaysia or other countries. So there's one youth who are quite inspired of the kirtans. So he approached me and then he said, you know, Prabhuji, my name is Prahlad. And then, I joined some of the, you know, Harinams like that. And we're very happy, you know, to receive you here in Malaysia. And then someone said, okay, so I said, do you have your family? Oh yeah, actually I'm engaged with somebody. And you're working? Yeah, I'm working in AirAsia. Anyway, AirAsia. And well, so what is the benefits of working in AirAsia? And then I just, you know, maybe I will make a joke to him, you know. I think we have the supreme boss here, you know. It's Krishna. Why don't you just join, you know? You know, work with Krishna, not with AirAsia, and then, you know. That's another department. So, but anyway, he said, you know, well, I said, the benefits. And then he told me, you know, as a flight steward, we have 6 tickets for free. You know, to go to Australia, Japan, you know, and then he said, Thailand, Burma, and many countries nearby. He said, India. Wow. And then he said, India. And that's it. Somewhere out there, you know. Yeah. Got the idea. 6 tickets. And it's not only that. My wife also is a flight stewardess. You know, I fiancé. Anyway. And then she gets also 6 tickets for free, round trip. And then how many members in your family goes to India? At least, you know, we are 7. And still there are, how many? 12, 7, then 5 remains. You want to go to India, Prabhuji? I can sponsor you. And then, well, I said I go to India every year, you know, so I don't mind, you know, you're offering some, you know, something, you know. Anyway, and then, actually I have 5 tickets. Maybe you want 5 tickets, you can bring other devotees. And I said, really? Are you going with 5 tickets? Yeah, why not, you know? You can bring other devotees also to go to India, and I get more benefit, he said. Okay, that is nice. And then so, anyway, he gave me 5 tickets. And it's not only that, in the course of, you know, coming on the, you know, near December already, so some rather we have a talk, maybe July, and it's already December, and he's going to book all the tickets. And some rather, there's another one more ticket which is available, and he gave it for 6 tickets, free, round trip to India. Wow, never happens. Who is sponsor? Round trip tickets? No way. Not even in the history of my Krishna consciousness will give 6 tickets for free. So then some rather we book, anyway, to make the story short. So my mother, my sister, 2 sisters, and I, and you know, 2 devotees at least, you know, from the temple. my brother came later, you know. I didn't bring my mother, elder brother. So then, the first day in Mayapur, you know, it's always a custom, you know, to take bath in the Ganges in early morning, to get purified, and then, you know, come later for darshan. So we, you know, Ganges is just only 7 minutes walk from the place where we're staying. So when we going, and then my mother looks everywhere. You know, my sister also there a little bit, you know, like, you know, they want sightseeing, but we trick them, you know, going to sightseeing beautiful places. You know, India is so beautiful, so nice, you know. You'll be happy coming to India. And some other, when we're already going, you know, on the stairs, and then the Ganges River is there, weeds are there, you know, tall weeds on the side of this, you know, like bank, you know, there's a step there. They call it, I think Prabhupada got. So then my mother also followed there at the back, and then I'm accompanying my mother. So, where's the beautiful place? And so, no, we're not, this is only day, you know, it's just a start, you know, we're not bringing you to the beautiful place. Later, we will see, there's a big palace, temples, you know, you will see. Then somewhere other, you know, then, you know, we'll bring our gumshoes, you know, like this. We're coming here to swim. You know, you like swim, right? I said, and then she said, yes. Okay, so then we are in the bank, and then everybody starts to bow down and then, you know, come to the Ganges River. She started to tell me, you asked me to take bath on this dirty water. I thought it's... at least it's a swimming pool, you know, clear water. But this one is too muddy, and then you see so many garbage on the side. What is this? And then some other, I cannot say anything. Anyway, but my elder sister, you know, encouraged her, you know, mother, you know, it's so nice, you know, come, please. And so, anyway, sometimes I make a joke to my mother, you know, and then, mother, you don't want to come to the water? I don't want, is it? Okay, I'll bring you the water to you, and I take the water, be purified by this gorgeous water. And then Nijula is just laughing, and then somewhere other, I got her smile. Come on, mother, you know, mother, you're not angry, you're smiling, so come. And then somewhere other, you know, she started to step down the Ganges water, and where? She is deaf on the Ganges water. It's amazing, you know, every day now he wants to go to Ganges. So that's the effect of going to Ganges River, you know. It's something you cannot understand. You know, you cannot understand. Most especially rich, you know, like, the, you know, they have a rich background and they're coming to Mayapur, like in the early days of Prabhupada, you know, and they come to Ganges water. It's too much. India is too much. For me also, India is too much. You know, in the morning they're making you like cakes, you know, on the side of the roads, you know, and then you will see them, you know. It's too much, you know. You go to the train station, you know, wow, it's too much. I said, this is India anyway. I was quite, you know, like when the first time coming to India in 1998, you know, I was very happy, you know. Devotee say Hare Krishna, and therefore Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you know, I am a devotee of Lord Gauranga, please come on my taxi. But some other, they, you know, making already a deal. $100, you have to pay us. $100. But anyway, come back again to the point. You know, it's nice. It's interesting experience. First time going to Maya for $100. And that time, 1998. How much is $100? So big. But anyway, so my mother becomes some rather purified by, you know, most especially the willingness to take off spiritual life, devotional service to the Lord. And that is very rare. And that's very rare. You see, how many of you, how many of us sitting in this temple room, and everybody's busy running up and down, running up and down, chasing on Lakshmi, 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 Lakshmi. But actually Lakshmi is like Chanchala, you know, running towards Narayan. You will see outside, it's really like so much, you know, like too much passion and ignorance. It's draining, you know, it's draining. And now it's holiday, holy day. Yeah, it's holy day. So it's nice to some rather be in the temple and observing devotional service. So, yeah, it's really horrible what is outside. So, anyway, Ganges River is so pure. You know, it's said when you, a simple person will come on Ganges, take a dip on Ganges even three times, or even sprinkle three times, it's considered to be snan, full snan. And when you sprinkle the water, purification is there. Even you are completely purified by all of your sins, that is how powerful is the Ganges. And Ganges is not an ordinary river, it's a personality. It's our mother. So what mother will do on her sons and daughters when they come in a pure heart? You know, Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ye tamam prapadyante tam sunam bhajamiham. If you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. That is the way of... Even in ordinary dealings, if I do something to you like this, they will reciprocate. They will reciprocate nicely. I was telling you one story, which is, you know, like, I cannot believe, you know, like, India, about India also. First experience is three years ago. I never tell much of this story because it's too horrible. So, but anyway... I was traveling, I was in Pagwara, Punjab. I'm traveling, you know, for 6 months all over India. And I'm traveling, you know, I went to Amritsar, I went to Jammu, Kashmir, meeting all my Muslim friends there, you know. Arival! I do kirtan there by myself just to buy fruits and some or other. I chant Hare Krishna, and a bunch of Muslims came in and they said, what are you singing? And I said, Hare Krishna, what's the problem? I said, this is names of God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No, here in this place, Kashmir, you know, no Krishna, Allah. Wow, I said, Allah. Okay, maybe you'll be happy if I sing again, one time. Please hear it. And I said, you know, and I played a midan. Allah Krishna, Allah Krishna. Then anyway, I sing and sing and sing, and then some or other, the vendor of fruit vendor, he's a Muslim. And I start to laugh, and then I make, you know, like funny face, Allah Krishna, Allah Krishna, everybody. Anyway, Allah Krishna, and then some or other, they're fed up, you know. It's like joking. I'm not so serious. If they're serious, I'm also serious, then a big fight will happen. But I'm not, I'm joking. They're, you know, making it serious, but it's not so much serious at all. You know, Allah Krishna, I just sing Allah Krishna. And I'm laughing, and then this vendor also is Muslim. He wants to control his laughing, but anyway, he was hooked by this kind of, you know, like some rather humor. And then he said, you know, and then they all left, this bunch of Muslims left. Actually, my friends, they're commandos. They're Hindus. They said, if any problem, just call us. You know. They are next to our ISKCON, you know, all of them. They are devotees also. So, but anyway, so, this Muslim guy, he said, don't tell anyone. give you this fruits for free. A Muslim guy, he gave, you know, Kashmir. Wow. You know, welcome to independent Kashmir. So like that, you know. Anyway, so then after that, then anyway, go back to Punjab. I'm in Phagwara, and then I'm going to Mumbai. But somewhere other, my friend, he said, Prabhuji, you know, there's no train going to Mumbai. You have to take Delhi, and then after Delhi, then you go to Mumbai. Okay, deal. So then he books the ticket, and then I start, you know, on the train. I'm waiting for the train. And somewhere other, there's a man next to me, and then I ask him, you know, one train is coming. This train is where it goes. And then he said, this is going to Mumbai. Oh, really? This is going to Mumbai. Anyway, sadhu, you know, you can jump on the train. Anyway, so then I jump on the train, no consideration, you know, in my tickets, it's authorized or not. So I just jump. But somewhere other, you know, I have all my luggage, my DDs, you know, I'm traveling with my DDs, my Solagram. So I'm capable, you know, no fear, it's just whatever arrangement. So somewhere other on the train, they give me a special. I met a bunch of Hindus. Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe, you know. I said, Hare Krishna. So then, so where are you going? I said, I'm going to Mumbai. So then, you're going to Mumbai? We're also going to Mumbai. Oh, so nice. So you can stay with us. You know, we have one seat which is spare, and then you can have it. Our friend, he didn't come. Wow, I said, Krishna's arrangement really wonderful. So then I took the arrangement anyway. So, you know, everything, you know, they're giving me, you know, fruits. Prabhuji, what do you want? You want kela? You want angur? You know, so Hindi, you know, I can learn. Apple, pepe, okay, whatever. So then, you know, everything's maintained probably for somewhere other for 1.5 days. But this few hours away from Mumbai, I didn't realize in the early morning, they're all gone. You know, the train stops on one station, and somewhere other, this bunch of Muslims entered the train. And Mataji started to hang, you know, like marigold garlands like this. And I was shocked about the culture. What is this? Something festival? Haribo. Hare Krishna. Okay. So then, I was, you know, like, you know, sitting nicely on the, you know, couch, you know, like, so rather I have my own seat, you know, his book. So Krishna has to check me. These poor Muslims, if they can, you know, get up. But why? I said, this seat is for me. And even this titi, you know, he put it, this is, you see? Get up, this is our seat. Okay, you show me ticket, and then he showed. So confirmation, that's their seat. Okay, I said, wait for some time, I'll take all my luggage, and then you can have the seat. But some other, they start to throw my luggage, pull my charger, my, you know, they pull it, they break it, you know. And then when the time, they're going to take my DDs, and they're going to throw it also, I said, what do you want? And then one is to, you know, like this, unexpected. Like this, they show the fist, and then one of them, the fist goes to my face, like, here. And so rather, now I cannot do anything. You know, I have to fight, time, place, circumstances. So I have to fight with them. So then I start to, you know, the last lecture, you know, I, so all the fish, you know, they don't know anyway, you know, Indians are like just they don't know even, you know, they don't have kung fu, they don't have, you know, all this martial arts, they don't have even the arts, you know. You know, Indians just punk anyway. And then, you know, four of them, their fish are coming to me and they start to, you know, ooh, like that. You know, acting, ooh. Anyway, they cannot do anything, these four Muslim Indians. They're youths, like, Oh, big person also like him, also one of them, quite big, and maybe, anyway, you know, like. So they cannot do anything, and another four came, there are eight. So my space is like this only, and I'm sitting. And all my luggage is just there, I'm trying to protect them, because the train stops, and I'm next to the window, and somebody would just steal, you know, I know Indians, you know, like, not all, anyway, not all. We are Atma, spirit soul, don't think that you're Indian. So, but Indian, made in India, these people, they're made in India, they're like this. So, somewhere else, I tried to protect, and then this eight Muslim tried to attack me, and I, you know, one sits and then pulled my leg. That's it, finished. Pulled my leg, and I was on the ground, sitting. And then I don't know what to do now. I'm thinking of my deities, I'm thinking of my lovers. What will happen? So then, I just close my eyes. Maybe this is my death. Because this Muslim, I know, they're warbrick. I just close my eyes and then, whatever punch, you know, I didn't fight anyway. Draupadi, you know, we were remembering this. You know, Draupadi, oh, just surrender. But some other, so many kids, just shout Krishna's name. Anyway, I cannot shout now, otherwise, you know, complain, you know, other things. So every kick, every punch, so many of them, you know, I just think, you know, if Krishna wants me, you know, to be finished on this, no problem. You know. But I'm telling my deities, who will take you? You'll be this Muslim. So, and somewhere out there, yeah, the fight stops. And then when I open my eyes, a huge man is trying to stop all these Muslims. And so rather, you know, I let him, you know, do his, you know, like duty. And I took my mirror. I have this, you know, tilak mirror, tilak, wherein it's given by Mataji, you know, the makeup kit. You know, you open it, there's already mirror, and then you can put tilak. So I did that, you know, I checked my face, only one, it's a little bit bone, but no cuts. I checked my body, nothing at all. So there's no pain at all on my body, only that one. So rather, I expressed my pure prayer. Because on difficulties, you have your fear, prayer, you know. Tears will come, you know. It's totally your surrendering. You cannot do anything. And somewhere when you express your feelings to Krishna like this, and it's wonderful, Krishna reciprocates immediately. Boom, confirm. And that's what happened. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So then, somewhere other, you know, after that, you know, and then I try to secure my luggage. You know, if there's one Hindu there, he's, you know, feeling pity, you know, no one helps, you know, Hindu. And then I said, Prabhuji, you are really protected by the Lord, you know, he said. Okay, can you take care of my luggage? Okay. I bring my luggage. And so rather, there's, you know, like, you know, so many people around the train, they're all looking. It's like a big, you know, like, what do you call it, sim at all. So then I start asking them, now you come one by one, I'm ready now, come. You want to fight? Come. I said, and they don't want to come anymore. One by one. So I prepared, I said, no problem, come. So they want to come. So there's one other Muslim, he comes to me in a very humble way. And then express his word in a very few way. He said, we're very sorry. Actually, I'm one of the father of this, you know, of this boys. You know, but I cannot take it what they did to you. What is really happened? You know, tell me. I said, you know, we're Hare Krishna. Even an ant, we never give trouble at all. We never give pain to any, even an ant. What more of them? But I cannot do anything, I said. That is, I said, for 21, 22, 20 years, we never, you know, we're trying to not to hurt anyone. even feelings of others. You know, some or other, you know, we're taught like that to become more pure and pure in our dealings. And then this old man, you know, sincerely said, "Oh, sorry, I will chastise them." I said, "No need, you know, just tell them nicely." But still, you know, he goes there and it chastised all of them, you know. And then I can hear, and then I just wash my face and I put on tilak. And then I chant Hare Krishna, and whoever Muslim comes, I smile to them. And some or other in the train, they become very friendly. All of them, Matajis, you know, old, and some of the young boys, they become, you know, friendly. So then we're getting down on Dadar, and we are all getting down on Dadar. All the Muslims also. And then they call me, you know, very happily, "Please wait for us, you know." You know, anyway, I said, "I have to go. Thank you very much," I said, "thank you very much," and I leave. So somewhere when I reach the house, when I check my bag, there's a watch, donation, nice watch. It goes on my, when they're fighting, one of the, you know, young guy, you know, drop his watch on my luggage. So when I see and repair the watch, you know, the, you know, it's exact on my wrist, so it's a good donation. So anyway, our point here is that, you know, like, you know, how to, you know, the pure, you know, the that is what we are stressing here is how pure we are in front of the Lord. And it's being taught through Prabhupada Maharaj. You know, pure is not only just, you know, like, you know, like clean clothes, no. Radha Maharaj's story, when he was a yogi, when first time, you know, in Mumbai, he came that their Swami will give class, you know, a pravachan or, you know, a big pandal program. And Radha Maharaj came there and Prabhupada is there sitting on the, you know, on the stage. And some or other, he was, you know, Prabhupada point to him and then he's looking. And then, anyway, so rather, you know, he comes on the stage and then one of the disciples says of Prabhupada that, you know, your dress is, anyway, I'm not so sure if it is, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, the dress is actually so dirty. But Radha Maharaj says, "Dirty? It looks like dirty, but pure." But pure. Why? Because the clothes is always washed in the sacred river of Ganges, Yamuna, Saraswati, Kaveri, so like that. So it's pure, you know. So in Western countries, Prabhupada, sir, he's making a point that sometimes, you know, like, you know, Yamuna, all these sacred rivers are not available. But based on time, place, circumstances, we can have, at least we can offer the Lord in a pure way. You know, there's a mantra that you can invite the Lord, you know, on our deity worship, you know, ministries, you know, every temples, they have training for, you know, for everyone, you know, pujas in the house, or puja in the temple, or individual pujas. So they teach how to, invite the sacred rivers on the simple water, pure water. Yeah, you know the mantra? Gandhi Chaya Muna Chaiva Godavari Sabhi. Gandhi Chaya Muna Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Kaveri. So like that. Anyway, so all of you know. So it's nice. So like that. So then whatever we sprinkle on that pure water, it becomes purified. Pure mantras, you know, pure mudras. You know, all these mudras, chakra, and galini, purifying, and then, you know, whatever, you know, deno, you know, cows, all the ingredients were purifying, and then, you know, matcha, so like that. So, everything can be purified. Our consciousness also can be purified by chanting mantras, most especially Hare Krishna mantra, you know, like that. So, when we worship the Lord by all the simple items, then some or other we do some tapasya, And tapasya is what? You know, taking bath before your puja. Brush your teeth before the puja. Put on tilak. Purify yourselves by reciting some mantras. And start your pujas. And when you do, in front of the deity, when you do all these things, the deity is already satisfied. Tapasya is very pleasing to the Lord. And when we approach the Lord with a pure existence, pure consciousness by reciting mantras, some or other, then the, you know, we can approach the Lord. So that is the way. Yeah. So like that. So Krishna Conscious Movement, our Prabhupada gave us all these ways how to become purified. And that's why many stores like our Nasinga Dev in Mayapur, how Nasinga Dev allows only ISKCON to be, you know, to be worshipped by him. You know, Dishtapati, you know, the guru of Dishtapatis, you know, Dishtapatis, you know, anyway, he said, this deity that you want is only worshipped in the heavenly planets. We cannot carve this deity. But somehow or other, the guru had a dream. And then what the guru, you know, the dream is, for ISKCON, you know, it's no problem. They can worship me. So like that. Yeah? So now we have to come on the conclusion that our ingredients that was given by Prabhupada, it makes us, you know, make us really, we are, what do you call it, make us qualified to approach the Lord personally. So that's the point here. So that is our Prabhupada. So he gave us Srimad Bhagavatam, Pancharatra Pradeep, you know, Satpriya Divika about it, you know, Satpriya Saradivika about it. Worship, Samskara, you know, Bhagavatam is all the stories of the Lord. And then Harinam Chintami, we learn all this, so many volumes of books, you know, we can read and try to apply ourselves, study it very carefully, and then we'll become purified and when we go back home back to Godhead. Ganges water, it can cure your sins. Oh, dip, 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 and sin again, sin again. Yeah, many, many of them, you know, they go to Haridwar, I see. You know, they go deep and then, wow, I'm purified, and then sin again. Then, but what is really like purifying is more than Ganges River, the pure devotee of the Lord. When you, a moment association of a pure devotee of the Lord, automatically you become purified. And what more, if you hear from the lotus feet, the pure words, the pure, you know, words from the weak lips of the pure devotee, what will happen? We gain knowledge. And that knowledge is the start for us to take the path of going back to Krishna. Rivo! So anyway, to go back again to my mother's story, she travels, you know, many places in India. Vrindavan, you know, Tirupati, you know. You know, the queue is very long. He got only 1 hour. He can go. She goes. And Vrindavan also, they're gathered here. And trying to tell, you know, they're telling her, you're very fortunate. Some or other, you have devotee. You know, you have devotee sons. And because of that, you know, like, you know, nice, you know, some or other India, they have this, you know, ways, most especially those who are bhaktas. They really appreciate what you have. They're not coming to you. Why you come here in India? What are you going to do? It's not like this. They're very sweet in a sense. This is devotee. They're very sweet to receive you. You know, they fold your hands and then smile like this. Please come and then give you garland, give you sweets, whatever they can give. And this is Krishna consciousness. You know, giving you, accept gifts, revealing oneself. This is, you know, a different loving exchanges to the Lord, you know. And what more, when my mother goes to Banke Bihari temple, pushing, you know, Mataji, you know, they push her, you know, and then So then she's complaining away. You know, a lot of complaints. I have to deal, you know, like India, you know, I'm bringing her, so I have to deal with her, you know, all these complaints. And someone said, what is it, you know, all this you're doing, you know, like this. I said, then I explained to her, please come with me. I'm explaining to you. You see, in our country, many churches, they're not pushing to each other. They're not so excited to see what is happening. Even they think they know already what's going on there, you know, masses like this, like this, like that. But here in India, most especially elderly people, they want to see the Lord, you know, and they even wanted to go in front of the altars to see the Lord. That's why they're forcing so much. Huh? So that is their consciousness. They want to see the Lord. You know, and then he never, they disregard all the pains that they were, you know, they're having. You know, somehow or other they are focused on the Lord. Oh, really? And then she smiles, okay, I understood, okay, I said. So simple. So anyway, so now it's 1:45. Oh, what time I should stop? I should stop now, right?
9 o'clock.
Huh?
9 o'clock.
Oh, 9 o'clock, thank you very much. You know. Is that not an April? Okay, so Prabhupada also mentioned Tulsi leaves, no? Tulsi leaves. Well, you know, about what Prabhupada said, you know, about Tulsi leaves is that, about how to take, you know, taking care of Tulsis. Tulsi Devi is Vrinda Devi. And Vrindavan is named to Tulsi. Vrindavan, the forest of Tulsis. Mm-hmm. So to enter Vrindavan, and then we need the permission of Tulsi Devi. And if you want to go to Vrindavan every year, or even to stay in Vrindavan, then we can start worshipping Tulsis. So somewhere other now is available everywhere. Tulsis is everywhere here. You know, by seeing Tulsis is very purifying, you see, in the temples. Tulsis are there. It purifies our existence. So whatever, we are just sitting here, even whatever, you know, state of consciousness we are here, you know, we are very, you know, philosophically or simple, or children, you know, like this level. When we see all this, you know, like, most especially Tulsis, that, you know, a bhakta can give bhakti. So if you want bhakti, so then Tulsi Devi is one. To be approached. And going to Vrindavan, I have experience. One Mataji, she's quite elderly. And she said, you want to go to Vrindavan? Yeah, of course. Every year? Yeah, I want to go. What I can do? Worship Tulsi. So then I was working that time in a company. And then I asked for one Tulsi plant. And, I make up, you know, that Tulsi plant, it grows. I put it in the pot and then expands, and then I make a park like Tulsi, and expands. And that, you know, makes me, you know, like, every year, now it's 20 times I'm coming to India every year. Like that. So everything is possible in Krishna consciousness. Because those who grant possibility is all there. Prabhupada is there, Tulsi is there, Didi is there. You know? So that's what Prabhupada said. The word impossible is only in the Fool's Dictionary, not in Krishna consciousness. So everything possible. You know? Our problems cannot be solved. No way. It can be solved. You know? And what is, how we can solve the problems in life? Only Krishna consciousness. The problems in the world, what can be solved only? Krishna consciousness. So that's why it's very important to distribute Krishna consciousness to everyone. You know, when we become purified somewhere other, then we become more purified by distributing the knowledge to others. Let others also become purified. So like that. So then, Krishna said, if you preach my glories, you will become more dear to me. Yeah. So please, you know, hurry up to become purified, and then, so rather we can preach to others. Okay, so anyway, we can go on and go on, you know, all the stories. But anyway, so therefore, Samaranda Dhruva Maharaj got this instruction when he's in the forest, you know, to collect whatever it's local, forest, flowers, fruits, that we can offer to the Lord. That is very pleasing. Like that. Organic or pure ahimsa milk. Yeah. So not this, you know, artificial, so many, you know, chemicals. Yeah, whatever, it's there. You know, patram paspam palam toyam yom me bhaktiya. So if you collect, you know, everywhere here is so many. So we can all do this. We can bring the deities, you know, every day we have darshan, that's very important. If we have our loved ones, to see our loved ones, that is part of worshipping the deity. We bring anything from the Lord. Flowers, fruits. So we bring to the Lord, at least, you know. Don't come empty-handed when we come to the Lord. And somewhere there also, make sure that we put on tilak even though it's water. I heard on Vaishnava, Sri Vaishnavas, that when you're in front of the Lord without tilak, then you are in front naked, in front of the Lord. So that's why tilak is very important to be worn by everyone. You know, this Vaishnava tilak. So don't come in front, you know, of the Lord naked. So wear tilak at least. Yeah. And that's very pleasing to the Lord. Okay? So all these things are to make us pure. All the articles make us pure, and then be ready to go back home back to that. So thank you very much. Arrivo. So any questions or comments? Hope, you know, it benefits the class. No? No question? At least one question? No? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gopamandi, Arrivo.